Hello, welcome to this week's lesson. You know, this week I went to a conference and I was able to meet up with a lot of people that I look up to and admire, and it reminded me of the technique of modeling and the power of using people that you know, literally people that you are interacting with, in order to change your own behaviors and your own thinking. Now, one of the most important things of modeling that happens is that as you hang out with other people that have different sets of beliefs and different responses and behaviors, is it makes you aware of your own responses and behaviors. And more importantly, it allows you to understand that there are people out there that feel and think and act differently than you do. Okay, and that can be very, very useful. Because oftentimes what we've done is we have modeled ourselves after people that aren't getting us the results that we want. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about modeling specifically, and more importantly, I want to go over a few different ways that you can find some role models. Okay, now the first distinction I want to make is when you're looking for someone to role model, is that you can make it specific to a certain area of your life. Okay, what I mean is this: someone may be a tyrant in business. Okay, they may, when they work, they're a boss and they're just a total jerk. Okay, but maybe they're in control of their eating and their exercising. Okay, if that's the case, we can make a distinction. We can split one part of them away from another part so that we model one part of them and we don't have to worry about becoming a jerk in order to eat well and exercise well. Okay, so I'll make that clear. When I made that distinction in my own life, it was very, very useful because then there was an abundance of role models. Okay, when I wasn't looking for them to be the perfect role model in every single area, it opened up the field up to many, many more options. So the first thing we want to do is we want to identify people that have specific skill sets or behaviors or responses or actions that we like. All right, and then we want to watch how they're doing it and we want to internalize it. So what that means is if you get the opportunity to be around someone who has these responses that you want, you are around them, you kind of soak it up and spend your time with them. And then what you do is you go home and you imagine being them, okay? You do the technique where you imagine yourself as if you're almost like a ghost and you could float out of your own body in ghost-like form and into their body. And what you're gonna do is once you kind of float into their body is imagine what it feels like to be them. And you can start with the physiology. So mirror in your mind and in your body their posture, the way that they stand, the way that they move, right? Their gestures, the way that they gesture, the way that they speak. Imagine what it would be like to speak that way, right? And imagine yourself speaking as they do. And then you're going to begin using your imagination here and imagine how they're thinking. Okay, this is important. And this is really, I think, the most important part. On some unconscious level, when we're around someone and we get to know them to a certain degree, we can start to imagine what their beliefs are, what their thoughts are, their perceptions are. So that's what this is about. It's about trying on, you know, a costume. It's about trying on a new set of perceptions and beliefs. Okay, because the more you do that, the more familiar it becomes. And you not only train yourself to begin acting that way, but you also allow yourself to become aware of when you're not acting that way. Okay, so again, a lot of our beliefs and perceptions, because we don't ever notice them, it can be difficult to change them. Well, through the process of modeling, in the way I just described, imagining you're someone else, when you come out of imagining that, you are also going to gain a clearer awareness of your own perceptions and beliefs and behaviors. All right, and when that awareness increases, your ability to change more of them goes up as well. All right, so that's how you want to model someone. It's very, very simple. You just imagine that you're floating into their body and that you are them. Now, in the past, I've said that you can model TV actors or movie actors or actresses, people from books that you read. So you can use your imagination and model people that you've never met and don't know. And that's good. It's better than nothing, for sure. But I think ideally, what you want to look for is find role models in your real life, okay? Because there's something that happens on some level when you can see it with your own eyes, Okay, when you know it's not a trick, when you're out with someone and you hear what they're ordering, right? How they're ordering it. Now, let me go a little bit deeper here. So how do you find role models? A, you need to search them out sometimes. Understand that you have your own patterns and you have the people that you're around and interacting with on a regular basis. Chances are, if you're not happy with a certain area of your life, if you're not happy with your weight or your health, chances are that you're not around people that are good role models with their weight, eating, and health. Okay? So it's up to you to go out and find those role models, to put yourself in situations where you're going to interact with the type of people, the type of person that you want to be. Now, you know, there's gyms, obviously. That's the first thing that comes up for a lot of people. But that's really just the tip of the iceberg, and that may not be the type of person you want to be like. Understand this. This is what I mean. The more specific you can get about how you want to be, the easier this becomes. You may not want to be a rah-rah gym, you know, love lifting weights, love doing cardio type of person. That might not be you. If that's not you, that's fine. Don't try and be that, though. That's why going to the gym probably doesn't work for you. Okay? What are the alternatives? You find someone who does yoga. Now you go do a yoga class. See how that feels. See what the people there are like. This, I can tell you, my own life was a very big awakening for me to realize I'd always been in very competitive sports. And so that was my idea of health and wellness and being fit. And then as I got into yoga and I got into martial arts, I realized there was a completely different way to think about these things. And it was much more in line with how I was. Okay, and it changed my life. So what you want to do, again, is if you don't have any role models in your life, is find the places where they will probably be. Yoga classes, martial arts classes, maybe dance classes. You know, if you go to a Weight Watchers group, you know, just to get some support, be around other people doing the same things you're doing. But again, notice, you don't want to model people that are always practicing trying to lose weight. Okay, you want to model people that are living and have been living for a while the results that you're looking for. Okay, that's a distinction you want to make. Now, again, these are just a few ideas. Continue to find these areas where these people will be until you go there and meet some of these people. Now, when you meet someone who you say, wow, you know, they got their stuff together when it comes to eating well or whatever area it is that you like, you can begin to ask them questions. People love to talk about themselves. They love to share. If you respect and admire someone's beliefs and ways of thinking, they're going to love to share why they think that way or go into more depth about how they think about things. So don't be afraid to ask these questions. Okay, this can really, really propel your results. And so the questions are, you know, how do you think about it? How do you, you know, when you go to a restaurant, how do you stay in control? Or whatever the questions are that are on your mind, ask these people. Okay, because the more points of view you get from people that are congruently living the way that you want to, the more you are going to change. You're going to give yourself more options, and that's what you need. Because most likely, the things you've learned in the past aren't working for you. And you just find more of those beliefs and approaches just in a different form. So what you want to find is people that are congruently living the way that you want and speak to them a bit. It will change, it will shift your paradigm. It'll allow you to think in a new way. Okay, so that's your goal for the week here, is intentionally go out and find at least one person that you can role model. Okay, and again, remember, it's specific areas of the lives. Right? So it doesn't have to be the entire person you want to be like, just certain areas, certain ways you want to be like them. Now, if you use this criteria, you may find that there are people in your life already that you can begin to role model in this area. Doesn't have to be about everything about them. Right? Remember that. Ask them how they control or how they get themselves to exercise every day. How do you motivate yourself? You know, what kind of exercise do you do? How do you think about it? Okay. And again, it's just going to expand your mind and give you more options. And that's what you're looking to do. You want to give yourself more options so you can pick the ones that work best for you. Because ones that work best for you are the ones that are going to last the longest and get you the best results. Okay. So I hope you appreciate this and understand the power of this. And now go out, take action, and do it. All right. And I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.